K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports coming to you on this Wednesday morning. Wednesday, September 17th, 25. We're going to keep on moving along this K-State podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Well, that is football team 1-3. Yes, 1-3. I repeat, 1-3. Women's volleyball, women's soccer, cross country, men's and women's golf teams, and so much more. It's the first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen. This episode will come out this evening, so be paying attention to that, and I'll help you to do that. Please go ahead and hit that subscribe button, like it, the alarm bell. Every time we update content daily, y'all be first to be notified about it. And of course, Podbean app, me and Alex will get together. I'll let them know, I think, tomorrow night, despite my second off day of the week. I think we're going to go on there. And either that or next week. because of the bye week there. But I might hop on there once again by myself there. So again, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Again, that's Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. G-R-I-E-R. The number 3 E-D-D-I-D at Apostrophe S Podcast for more K-State content, folks. So I might actually hop on over there by myself later on in the week there. And then, of course, I'll probably bring, since this is the bye week, and then bring Alex on Monday night there as well. So I think thinking out loud, you know, I think I'm going to go with that. Since K-State football is on a bye weekend, we're sitting at a ugly ass 1-3. More on that in just a second as well. So there's that. Download the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. And of course, pass the baton along. Continue to tell, if you're a listener of this K-State podcast, this other quote unquote K-State podcast, definitely make sure you get spread a word to your other K-State friends. We're out there living in Manhattan, Kansas, even Lawrence, Kansas City, Waumego, Junction City. You know what it is. The Purple Project Podcast. Yes, so back to the 1-3, right? And we have been frustrated, and even fan base obviously frustrated, and we all should be, right? We all have that right. We all have that right to be pissed off, okay? And one of the other outlets, obviously, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, and even the K-State football alums are coming out and speaking their mind out. And one of those, obviously, you've heard this name. Y'all, the modern K-State fans, heard this name before. He was part of that awesome duo, wide receiver duo with Tyler Lockett, 1,000-yard receiver. I'm pretty sure I think he achieved it. Curry Sexton, one of the leaders, or I should say the head honchos of the Wildcat NIL. I didn't see the original tweet, obviously, but a lot of people retweeted it. So and then he went on, of course, to Remo Pod with Cole Manbeck and explained himself there. And he don't need to explain himself there as well. But of course, he had to tell why he took it down. And now it's 100% him. He said, go back, this obviously part of the K-State family podcast, go back, listen to that episode there. But yeah, man, I comment on other K-State friends on Twitter, even some I don't know on that. So I don't go that far, obviously, but I do tweet out there what's going on in game as well. But the sense of the matter is, look, expect, and there were a lot of good points in that episode, by the way, that Three Mall just came out with there that I really liked. You can't just pity patty this team for the second, and for the most likely for the second year in a row, unless something happened to your coming out of this bye week. K-State is going to fail expectations again in the window that me and Alex talked about over on this show, on this feed, and on definitely on the Podbean feed, that this window, we don't know when it's gonna close, and that's gonna depend, obviously, when Avery Johnson leaves K-State. Now, he's got technically the rest of this year and next year. Technically, right? If you're not, obviously, for going for the NFL, which obviously, I don't think anybody should be thinking about that right now. I don't think anybody should be thinking about that right now. Way this football team's going. I mean, Avery Johnson leading up to the game last week was fine, in my opinion. But again, last week I said Sailing Reaction Show, not very good. This team has not been very good. Drops, issues off the field, coaches sugarcoating it, says everything's going to be okay. It's not. And even adding more layers to it. Thinking about it, listen to D.Y. on the drive yesterday with Karen C-Dot, Karen and Harrison over there. Derek Young, oh, by the way, D.Y., a.k.a. D.Y., Derek Young, saying that you add more layers to it. Fans give him a home game. You lose that game. That pisses more people off, this fan base off. Doing fans asking to do too much, and you ain't getting shit in return. So all that saying, coming back to the point that I brought up at hand, right? K-State Nation, we have the absolute right to be upset as what's going on with this football team. And unless things get sorted out, it's first of two byes, because this is obvious first of two byes, obviously. There's one down the road, and I don't have the K-State football schedule pulled up right now. This team is in trouble yet again, and I don't know what's going to happen. And taking out women's sports out for a moment here on the show. Men's basketball not being competitive as well, and I don't know what's going to happen there. And I don't. Jerome Tang said something in the lines of the Vanier Complex. I came across that on Twitter several days ago. I don't know exactly what he said there in regards to the football team there as well, but Chris Kleiman, Jerome Tang, y'all got some work to do, guys, y'all got some work to do, and I don't know if I want to see, basketball yet, because of last year, subpar season last year, and Jerome Tang, obviously, I said it all summer long, huge year. You can't miss a tournament 3 years in a row. And in this case, back to the other side of the court of football, this football team right now is going to miss out. And I know I'm saying this on the 17th of September on this Wednesday night. Wednesday night edition of the podcast. But this is heading down in dangerous territory, folks. So the worst this could go is 6-6. Unless something gets, and Chris Kleiman again saying that things get turned around the bye week. It's the fact that it's too much talking. Not enough doing. This is too much talking. And that goes all across the board. Whether it's K-State football, whether that's other stuff, whether that's hearing other things from Run Club. There's just too much talking, not enough action, not enough activity going on around here. So I don't know what's going on. This idiot over here. So yeah. I'm sorry, this is the Borough Project Podcast, always K-State Sports, Eddie Greer here on this Wednesday edition of the podcast. Yeah, this again, in the EG3 confines here, my setup is faced toward the window. So got some idiots out here just driving around. Okay, yeah, but had to make sure, you know, yeah, just keep on moving along. But yeah, keeping on moving along. This coaching staff's got to move along in the right direction. And we're all, I think, between all the podcasts that I listen to, I think we're all in agreement that we don't see it happening. There's too much talking and not enough action, not enough, hey, let's get after it, things like that. So maybe Curry Sex is maybe held to a higher standard because he's been supportive of Chris Kleiman, what he said yesterday, Chris Kleiman and the staff, whatnot. Maybe that's why he took it down. Well, that is why he took it down, because he obviously, NIL, the way that we are in this day and age of college sports, right? As I keep on saying, pretty much every day on the show, as I nail down the show that we're in this college society now, this new era, this world, I shouldn't say new era anymore, this current era of the NIL and all that, that you guys support these athletes, but right now, hey, just like the pros, you're playing like shit. You know, it's like you're going to get criticized for it. And right now, whether that's Dylan Edwards not being on the field for this team, whereas Avery Johnson coach staff not allowing Avery to use his full tools at the quarterback position, whether the defense sucks, can't stop the run, whether some of the teams continues to turn the ball over, give extra possession to the opposing offense every week, it just across the board, it's just not good. It's just not difficult, or the lack of toughness. That word has been thrown around probably since the beginning of the year, not making plays against Iowa State where we're there, or taking to the limit against a team that last year was 5-7 that sucked ass. Look, I don't care if it's D1, D2, D3. Yeah, you have a record of 5-7, 4-10, 0-20. That puts in the category you're a sorry ass team. You're a bad football team, and K-State almost, and yeah, K-State should be sitting here for a punishment of being 0-4. You didn't necessarily win that North Dakota game. You only won that because Avery Johnson decided, hey, let's put the super cape on. Let's put the Superman cape on. Let's lead it to this drive to where the defense could not even stop North Dakota. North Dakota ran all over K-State. In that game, they turn around, Army, you losing them at home, and to boot, to make it, I'll put another layer on it. Besides not living up to expectations, most likely, again, losing, giving up a home game to Ireland, which you lost, you're playing like shit at home. I'm not sugarcoating, you're playing like shit at home. North Dakota and Army, you probably should be 0-2. At Bill Snyder Family Stadium, where that's one of the more toughest places to play in the Big 12. Manhattan, Kansas, Bill Snyder Family Stadium. So, again, one of the toughest main bases, yeah. Your fastball, your changeup right now ain't delivering. And right now, your two money makers right now, you have to throw men's basketball in there because we ain't made a tournament in 2 years, and we're sitting here, probably going to go to a sorry-ass bowl again. And I can't believe I'm saying that because, of course, yeah, Oklahoma, Texas, they're not in the league anymore. Yeah, they're good-ass teams. I get that. I understand that they're top-ass league, that they're top in the league. But, yeah, K-State, you're supposed to be replacing them. They're Oklahoma, Texas, they're in another level, right? They moved out. They wanted another chance for themselves. Kansas State football. This was your opportunity to be that next, those next, what, top three teams, at least. At least to be, this is no excuse for you. Oklahoma, Texas, they're out of the league. And now you're looking at, obviously, Iowa State's going to be in the mix. Obviously, Baylor could be right there. Texas Tech ain't done. All the talk about Texas Tech the last couple of years, they ain't showed up. And so, yeah, probably them, K-State, and there's obviously the chatter about Kansas being K. We ain't played a game yet. We haven't played a game yet. We're sitting here saying, yep, you know. But again, if K-State continues to play like this, yeah, like I said on one of the previous episodes, yeah, KU is going to beat Kansas State. But, I mean, we ain't even played a game yet, and people are already predicting that. So, yeah, and I actually agree with Derek on that. Now, with the way the season's trending, K-State needs to get their act together. And you lose to KU, ooh! It's going to be fire, hell, and brimstone, baby. I've experienced that much, and I haven't experienced that side of that yet. Maybe I don't want to. But yes, I'm prepared for that. But at the same time, I think the way that the season is trending in a disappointing fashion, K-State better get up for that game. Or you're going to be hearing that. You're going to be hearing that because KU, you've been hearing that all year. To this point, anyways, that Kent's going to be K-State. Kent's going to be K. I've been hearing that since probably the Army game, if I'm not mistaken. This is Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer here on this football edition of the podcast. So, yeah, man. K-State fans, nation, had a right to be upset. Even players on the football team. Former K-State football team should be upset as well. What's up? Because obviously, again, special teams not living up to standards. Defense getting ran over. Offense, the lack of whatever you want to call it, the lack of action, the lack of movement, whatever you want to call it. No running game. All this other stuff, and the drop passes continue the year to year, just the same old stuff. So, I mean, and you have a head coach that pats guys in the back after losses and all that other stuff. I mean, some's got, yeah, and then you turn around the next day saying, oh, we're going to make changes and whatnot. What is it? What is it? And then to kind of put a pin on this discussion, another layer is the whole identity. So again, that it kind of connects. It all connects the dots, man. You don't have an identity right now, and it's crazy. Crazy enough to sitting here that who had it on their K-State sports bingo card that this K-State football team would be 1-3 at worst. You probably go rewind the clock a little bit to the very beginning. Who had it? This, at least this team should have been 3-1. No worse to be 3-1. Going in the bye, all right. We got to make a charge in the Big 12. We got UCF, and of course you got Baylor. Everybody wants to know, oh, we're going to find out the measure streak about Baylor. There is no measure streak anymore. You got to win these football games. There is no measure streak anymore. You got to come out and win the football game. You need wins. You don't need to take out measuring sticks and whatnot against big. No, you don't need it. You don't need it. You need wins at this point in the season. To be sitting here on the first bye week for Kansas State football, being 1-3, woo, it's troubling. Very, very troubling, folks. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But obviously, we have a lot of chatter between now. Speaking of talking too much, a lot of chatter between now and 11 o'clock next Saturday against UCF. That this team is going to have to wake the hell up. or it's going to be continuing to be a long season. And men's basketball, I ain't saying nothing until I see, the new roster and all that. For the third consecutive year, going in with pretty much a new roster, except for four holdovers from a year ago. So it's just, again, when your main moneymakers ain't doing shit, that's the problem. I know men's basketball, they haven't played a game yet. But again, I'm going off of last year because, again, the lack of identity, it's got to get fixed. It got to get fixed. Too much talking. We want to see a little bit more activity with this thing. So we'll see what happens, obviously. But K-State football right now currently on its bye week here. And of course, they resume action. UCF returning to Manhattan to Bill Snyder. Speaking of Bill Snyder Family Stadium, UCF, the Knights, who opened up their Big 12 tenure against K-State, returns right back to Manhattan a year later. Well, that was 2 years ago. They didn't play. Remember, last year they didn't play against each other. So UCF, in regards, comes back to Manhattan as their punishment to take on the Kansas State Wildcats there in Big 12 play. And we'll take a look at that either Thursday or Friday here, as a lot of other teams will get going. And, oh, yeah, by the way, I almost left this part out. K-State, you're already in the hole playing that game that you took away from the home schedule. No, you lost the game and took away a home game, obviously, but you're in an 0-1 hole. So You gotta win. You gotta win football games. It just comes down to that. You have no room. You have no room for error. None whatsoever. You gotta play up a potential. That's the bottom line. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Get it wherever you get your podcast. We are free and available daily on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. I mentioned Podbean earlier. Again, download the Podbean app. Type in Greer, the number 3, Eddie, E-D-D-I-E. Let me spell it out for you. G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D-I-E, process podcast. Man, there are a lot of things going on. A lot of fire trucks going on this morning. Woo! Not good, not good. But G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D-I-E, process podcast. For more coverage there, myself and Alex Aiden. And probably since the bye, this is the bye week, probably going to have Alex on next, this upcoming Monday there as well. See if he's going to be all right with that there as well. So, and then, of course, pass the baton along to other K-State fans about this podcast. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from active Kansas City, Missouri. Man, this has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Go Cats. Okay,